Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
Finally today, Friday is almost here, which means it's time for some suggestions on what to do with your weekend. And joining us is Hillary Hughes, music and arts editor for digboston.com. Hi there, Hillary.
Hi.
So, Hillary, tomorrow is Friday the 13th. And knowing you, I'm guessing maybe you've got something for us for those who might enjoy getting a little spooked. Let's listen.
I'm really worried about Nicole. I don't know where she is.
Hey, Nicole!
So, Hillary, what was that, and who is poor Nicole?
Okay, so Nicole is apparently a missing sister. This is from a film called The Pact, and it's screening tomorrow and Saturday night at the Coolidge Corner Theater, and it's about a girl who goes to find Nicole at her childhood home. And when she's trying to find her, she deals with a bunch of ghouly, ghosty things, and there's a Ouija board, and it's just bad.
Yeah, it's never good when there's a Ouija board involved.
Pretty much.
That's The Pact at Coolidge Corner Theater on Friday the 13th. Interesting that they aren't actually screening any of the Friday the 13th movies.
Am I wrong to be slightly bummed about that? I couldn't find one single screening of Friday the 13th on Friday the 13th.
Nevertheless, I think there's some things about The Pact in particular that you said you liked.
Casper Van Dien. He's pretty to look at. He was in that that Starship Troopers god-awful movie from the 90s that had the like the killer alien mosquito things. But yeah, so he's in the movie as well. So at least there'll be something nice to look at amidst all the terrible stuff.
So that's The Pact screening at the Coolidge Corner Theater tomorrow and Saturday night. So what's your next pick, Hillary?
A dance performance at the ICA tonight, and it's called Two Alike. It's a collaboration between sculptor Mark Swanson and choreographer Jack Ferver, and it explores the shattering effects of abuse on queer youth.
That's really interesting because the ICA has done a lot of sort of dance-related art installations recently, so this seems an interesting one, but this time mixing a choreographer and a sculptor.
Right, I think that's great because it works with form so directly, you know what I mean, as opposed to when you have a collaboration between a dancer and a painter. To be someone who has such an understanding so physical for the form like that, it's got to be great. Swanson and Ferver, they're both based in New York, and the New York Times has called Ferver's work restless, visceral, and often painful, as sympathetic as it is bitingly corrosive. And it'll be interesting to see how they use this medium to deliver such a powerful message.
It sounds really interesting, actually, and that is tonight at 8:30 at the ICA. So, Hillary, got time for one more. What's your last pick?
Oh, my last pick is Ozo Motley at the Paradise Friday night. And have you ever listened to Ozo Motley before?
I have to shamefully admit that I have not.
Magna, that's so unfortunate.
But that's why I enjoy your pick so much.
No, it's a fiesta, man. They're so fantastic. They're a Chicano, which is, you know, Mexican-American, rock band from L.A. So take the happiest marriage between Mexican music, American music, and Mexican-American rock, and that hybrid beautiful thing, that's the two-hour dance party that happens when you've got an Ozo Motley live show.
All right, so let's listen to a little bit of this happy marriage. This is the song Can't Stop. And Hillary, you've seen them before.
So many times. They're so much fun. Every single time they come through Boston, I make a point to see them. And they don't tour through here that frequently. So if you can make it out to the Paradise, definitely do it. You will be amazed and you will be a fan for life, I guarantee you.
Some great music for what should be a pretty hot weekend. Anyway,
yeah,
right?
It's pretty fitting. I don't know.
That's Ozo Motley tomorrow night at the Paradise Rock Club. Hillary Hughes is the music and arts editor for digboston.com. Thanks so much, Hillary.
Aw, thanks for having me.
There's more information, as always, on all of Hillary's picks at our website, radioboston.org.
That's it for today. But before we go, we'd like to welcome a few people to the Radio Boston team. First, our new producer, Melissa Galvez. As my Navy grandfather used to say, welcome aboard.
And two honorary Radio Bostonians, Theodore Wren and Nicola Jeanette Silber. Healthy baby twins born to our wonderful producer Jessica Albert yesterday evening.
Welcome to the world, children. We're delighted you're here. Jessica and her husband Jacob are both doing well. We wish them all the very, very best.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.